services. So I guess from the council's point of view, and we understand that not all the community will love us for it, but we believe that that's very much essential for the continued financial sustainability of the council as a community-owned organisation.
The member for the Northern Tablelands has described a federal government discussion paper proposing to divulge all responsibility for public schools back to the states as a wrong turn. Adam Marshall says if implemented, the controversial green paper would be a disaster for schools in regional areas like New England, undermining years of reform. The Nationals MP says the state government can't match the federal government's taxing power and will fight any move by the Commonwealth to end school funding tooth and nail.
We need to continue to support public education, to give it more resources, to see a continuation of the reform process that we've started in New South Wales, which has seen record expenditure in the areas of public education and for country schools in particular. I would be very, very concerned and would oppose any moves by the federal government that would threaten the great reforms and great work that we've been doing for public education in New South Wales.
Fears were first raised the Commonwealth was considering the idea after Christopher Pyne told school leaders his government had an emotional commitment to private schools. You've been listening to Regional News. I'm Liam Charles.
Great savings at your Homemakers Furniture and Bedding. Save on lounge suites, save on beds,